Satyababa Kulananji Maharaj. The legend goes that Giranari Baba and Kulananji Maharaj and other disciples were in a boat on the Ganges River. And all of a sudden, Giranari said, "Who will give me 7 years of their life?" And Kulananji, without hesitation, said, "I will." And he was a young man at that time, maybe in his early 20s, maybe even in his teens. So he did give Giranari Baba 7 years. And in that 7 years, one of the tests that Giranari Baba gave to Kulananji, Giranari Baba wrote to the parents of Kulananji and said, "Get him out of here. He doesn't belong in an ashram. He belongs in the family and married and starting his own family. Please come and get him," signed Giranari Baba. So the parents did come, and they came to Giranari, and he talked to them and said that they had a stubborn son and he needed to get out of there. And his parents talked to him and talked to him, talked to Kulananji with no success. The parents continued and continued to press Kulananji to come home, but he wouldn't. And it said that it almost drove the parents crazy. The mother was pulling at her hair and the father was stomping and there was anger. And Kulananji said, "I'm not going to go anywhere." So he took his parents to the train station, and his father was sitting next to the window and he wouldn't look at Kulananji. And Kulananji was looking up at his father. He loved his parents very much. And he told his father, "I'm just living a noble life dedicated to God." And he watched his parents disappear down the train tracks. Never saw them again. His commitment was firm. And then he became Satyababa. Not because Giranari Baba said, "You're now my successor," but because it was obvious of the nobility and the integrity and the skill that this yogi had that he could take that seat.